Welcome to the Become Nomad podcast. Whether you're already a nomad or aspiring to become one, we're here to supply you with relevant information to help keep you on the road until you start having thoughts about retiring in Africa. And this weekend I'm in Cordoba, Spain, in Andalusia, spending the weekend here, taking a glance at the famous center where there is a lot of, a meeting place between Christianity, Judaism, and Islam. Andalusia has a lot of that, and it's always interesting to see it. I enjoy it, but I have to admit that my best weekends are actually in nature, and Cordoba is a city, so kind of makes you wonder that maybe I should have gone for a smaller town. My weekend routine keeps on changing. It's only been a year ago when I figured out that I have to start breaking off for the weekends and going far away from my city. About half a year ago, I decided that I have to spend at least one or two nights outside of the city and not only do day trips. And now I'm figuring out that nature is a huge component and I can't really break away from my work week without going to a smaller place with a lot of nature. So a lot of discoveries, and that's one of the most important elements of a nomadic lifestyle, that you keep on customizing it according to things you discover about yourself and about the world. And last weekend I was actually in Africa. Like the intro was suggesting, I was going to a city called Ceuta, which is a Spanish city in the north of Africa, a very cool city. My first time in Africa, so a new continent for me, which was pretty cool. I had a good weekend, lots of walks by the cliffs, looking and overseeing Europe, which is very, very close to Africa. And it's surprising to me that you can actually, at some point, see the mountains of Europe and then see the mountains of Africa from each side. So kind of makes you understand that those two continents are very much connected, and you also understand better the refugee crisis and so on, because they're very, very close and it's very easy to reach from one to another. One of the most interesting things I've been seeing in the last 2 years is a lot of political weird case studies. So I have to say that I'm from Israel, and our hotspot of Israel and Palestine is one of the most biggest hotspots there are in the world. But there are many more, which was kind of interesting to see. So I recently was in the Ukraine and saw the mess that is going on over there in Moldova, in an enclave called Transnistria, which is a breakaway enclave that disappeared after the Soviet Union arrived. Now I'm seeing Gibraltar, which is actually claimed by the Spanish, although it is owned by the English, and Ceuta and Melilla, two Spanish cities in the north of Africa, which Morocco has claims of. So pretty interesting to see how many unfinished and complicated business between nations and religions there are in the world, and kind of makes you wonder that we're all in deep trouble and it's never going to be relaxed. So something to think about. On this optimistic note, I'm going to go to Colombia. I'm actually waiting here close to the train station in Cordoba for my BlaBlaCar, a new tool that I started using, which is great. Actually, you can take rides with people and you just book them a ride on their car, and that's like a third of the price it would be on, let's say, a classic transportation, especially here in Spain. So the sharing economy keeps on surprising and giving more and more options. So yeah, this week I'm going to Colombia, probably going to stay in Bogota for a while. So if you're there, let me know. On this note, I have to say goodbye to Andalusia and Malaga, where I stayed for over a month, which was really fun. So many things to see in Andalusia, and Malaga was a cool city to be based at. So that's for that. In today's episode, we're going to talk about an interesting subject, which is the connection between age and the nomadic lifestyle, or when is the right time and age to actually start a nomadic lifestyle. I hope you enjoy it. Okay, so the topic for today is, when is the best timing and age to start a nomadic life? This topic is not often discussed, because people are kind of in a situation that they're saying, when I want to start, that's a good time to start. But I do think it's worthwhile to give a little bit of thinking to when is the right age to start, and also taking a little bit of time in advance to actually think about it before you go ahead of it. So it would be a good option that is sustainable and not something that is some kind of an abrupt decision that is being taken usually in time of crisis. This episode is inspired by a comment left by Nera a few years ago, actually in 2014. I'm gonna read the comment and after that we'll discuss a little bit the topic. So Nera in May 2014 says the following. Hi there, I'm a college undergrad and my parents are struggling financially right now. They can barely afford another semester. This may sound negative, but I feel kind of happy knowing that there is a great chance of me not going to school next semester. Honestly, I never really been a fan of lectures and exams. I'm more the adventurous type with bad case of wanderlust. I'm 17 and I really, really want to adapt a nomadic lifestyle. I'm so tired of limiting my knowledge to textbooks and lecture. Do you think it would be a good idea if I earn money online and just wander around? I really need your advice on this. Okay, so I'm gonna write what I wrote to Nera and I'm gonna give the short version. So here it goes. Hi Nera, great to hear from you. I hope you don't find my advice disappointing. I love the nomadic lifestyle and becoming a nomad is probably the best decision I've ever taken in my life. However, if you ask me, 17 is too early to start with it. After that, I gave a few reasons of why I think it's not a good idea and I'm going to go over them in a minute and I'll just read Nera's final reply before she disappeared. So she says, thank you for the advice. Yes, it was somehow disappointing, but I came here for sensible advice and got one. It was a good thing I sought opinions before I made a decision that might haunt me for the rest of my life. I'm going to pursue college and graduate before diving into the nomadic lifestyle then. Thank you again. So it kind of shows you the power of blogging, that nobody actually comes to the site or listens to the podcast, but some people do. It actually has a nice influence and can affect their decisions. So Nera, that's 2.5 years after, you're probably graduated now and you have probably have a lot of student debt as it is in America, trying to find a job or probably working in some kind of a big Walmart, accumulating stuff that you don't need and thinking about what's life all about. So you're welcome. So let's move on to basically what I told Nera and what has convinced her to not go for the nomadic lifestyle when she's 17. And those are the reasons that I think why starting a nomadic lifestyle as a young person might not be an optimal thing, and why it's better to wait a few years and prepare yourself for the plunge. So the first reason that I think is important here is what I call suffer first. So what I basically think is that I don't think it's possible to fully appreciate the nomadic life if you hadn't had a few years of the daily grind. So just an example, I did my BA and my master's, and I live in the same city. I worked in the most boring job there is as an accountant, basically, located in the same city for many years. And that means that I know how the normal options looks like. And it helps me understand what I do now compared to the alternative. I'm not sure I would be able to fully understand what I'm doing now and to weigh in if it's worthwhile or not if I wouldn't have this period of time where I was living the very, very normal lifestyle. So I think it's a period that is worthwhile. I would definitely not want to spend my entire life as a nomad, and I'm very grateful to have my boring years in quotation marks because that was an experience of its own. Moving on to the next reason of why waiting a little bit makes sense, and what I said here is that you might miss out on your dream. And by that, I'm saying that if you don't do the normal lifestyle, you might miss out on something that you love. So if you haven't tried it, how would you know that it's not for you? In this blog and podcast, we don't really say that the nomadic lifestyle is the optimal lifestyle. We just say that it might be better than the normal lifestyle if you don't like the normal lifestyle. So if the regular template of life, which is either 9 to 5 or maybe even freelancing, staying in your own city and so on, creating a family of your own, if that works for you, I wouldn't fight it. You're pretty lucky. There is a reason of why this normal lifestyle is so popular, and the nomadic lifestyle, although very, very hyped, is not popular at all. As I mentioned before, I actually know about 5 people or less that are living this lifestyle fully, as in changing locations all the time as an ideological or kind of a way of living. It's not popular. In many cases, it's not sustainable. Their normal life is. So that's something to think about. Why wouldn't you try it just to see if it works out or not? One more reason to wait on starting a nomadic lifestyle is to arm your weapon box. So the idea in arming your weapon box is if you start too early, you lack the skills to make you successful and to make this lifestyle sustainable. Now, the normal path of accumulating education, for example, and work is basically by accumulating education, going to college, going to university, and working on other people's money while receiving skills. So I have to say that when I started, every freelancing job I have done was built on the skills that I received as an accountant in the other firms and on my education as an economist, studying economy and doing my MBA. So the idea over here is that the normal lifestyle is actually giving you a lot of weapons that will help you when you actually plunge into the challenging nomadic lifestyle and have to sustain yourself. One more reason I've told Nera that she should probably wait is a balance first. So the idea over here is that when you're young, your personality keeps on evolving just by being or existing, regardless of your lifestyle. You keep on changing, you figure out things very, very fast and so on and so on. There is a transition happening, again, regardless of your lifestyle. And at some point, I noticed that in life, we stop changing that much. I think maybe 27 years old would be a good point to say that this is maybe a place where we kind of, there are always changes, but the frequency of changes and they're less dramatic. We stay kind of the same. But until then, we keep on rapidly changing and developing as human. I have to say that it's very different for each person. Some people are very mature when they're 21. And by mature, I mean they kind of know who they are and they're not going to change that much. Some people are kind of a mess, even at 37, like me, for example. So the idea is to wait a little bit with the nomadic lifestyle until you build some kind of a personality or you're kind of relatively stable. And then when you're done with your natural growing process, that's where you jump on a nomadic lifestyle. And the reason is simple. The nomadic lifestyle is more challenging than the normal lifestyle, as it involves a great number of disadvantages and challenges and frictions that will get you off balance, such as, for example, the lack of home, which is something that people find very, very difficult, lack of certainty, lack of information, loneliness, and constant confusing sometimes change. So when those things hit you, you want to be stable and a balanced version of yourself. So that's why giving yourself more time and not starting a nomadic lifestyle when you're super young is worthwhile. One more reason to take your time is to optimize instead of running away. So the idea over here is if you take your time and you make this decision in a very conscious way and you prepare for it in advance, then you're taking this decision from a position of power. After you kind of figured out a way to confront with a normal lifestyle and even win it, meaning you had your job, you had your education and so on, and you took the decision to go on a nomadic lifestyle when you actually kind of want it. Why is it important? Because you either win it and you optimize and you go to a nomadic lifestyle, or you run away from it when you find it too difficult. And basically, running away from it is kind of self-defeating and it's not a good way to start a nomadic lifestyle. Also, if you kind of win it and you go on a nomadic lifestyle, it means that you can easily go back to it, which is very important because if you start a nomadic lifestyle and you know that you have nowhere to go back to in case you want to go back to the normal lifestyle, it's kind of a frightening feeling that which I wouldn't like to have. So I have to say that the assets that I accumulated while having the normal lifestyle, for example, great education, some career experience, lots of skills, they will help me if I want to go back to this lifestyle in the future. I wouldn't want to be in a position that if I go back to this lifestyle when I'm 40 or 45, I have absolutely nothing and I have to start from scratch. And that connects to the point of starting too young. When you start too young, it usually connects to a crisis, something that is not working out. Nera, in her example, mentioned the financial struggles and running away kind of because of financial, let's say, liabilities and some kind of circumstances and so on and so on. And I think it's not a good position to start running away basically from financial things, from family, relationships, education, or a fear of authority, for example, army, in my case, more than anything in Israel, university, a boss, and so on and so on. You have to win those things. And I think that one of the biggest reasons for unhappy nomadic life is due to the origins of it for some people, of running away. Instead of taking a conscious decision to optimize your life and actually move, transition to a nomadic lifestyle, not as a running away process from difficulties, but as making my life better, which is, I think, super important. And that's basically it for today and for this topic of maybe starting too early. I think I'm going to have one more topic very soon about maybe starting too late, because I have a lot of comments on the blog as well from people who are starting at a very late age, sometimes at 60 or 50. And a lot of them are very, very stable, very balanced and very inspirational. So I wanna also touch the topic of the older nomads. What are the tips that they've shared with us? And that's basically it. Hope you enjoyed this episode. And the show notes are going to be soon, I hope, on becomenomad.com, where you can register for the newsletter. And we'll be in touch. Have a good one. Bye-bye.